What's up, beer drinkers? We got another special show for you today. Today I have on the show Hilda Cardenas. And some of you might know her from Renhouse Brewing. She was the face of Renhouse for many years. And what I mean by that was she was who you saw behind the bar in the tap room. She was the very first person I ever met in the Arizona beer community. In fact, much like Drew Poole last time, I kind of fanboy out on Hilda just a little bit. But it's so well deserved. She is not at Renhouse Brewing Company anymore. She and her friend Tyler Gooley actually opened up a craft beer bar in downtown Phoenix on Grand Avenue called The Wayward. And I got to go to The Wayward a couple weeks ago. Now, when Hilda and I spoke, I had not been there yet. So this is after we talked in. I went out there with my friend Mario, and we had a few beers there, and I love the place. I love the spot. Great location, great space. I like the layout. There wasn't too many people there because, you know, still during pandemic, not a lot of people out, but there was quite a few people in the patio. They have a really big patio. They have a nice open spot or a nice spacious indoor area. They had a woman playing guitar and singing. She was marvelous. There was this couple that was in the lounge area. You know, they had the couch and the coffee table, and they had a little girl, and she would get up and she would dance to some of the songs. Very cute. But besides that, they're not always going to be there. They do have a lot of beers, a lot of great beers on tap, and they have a refrigerator full of bottles and cans that you can open there that they might not have on tap. So it's a really good spot. If you ever get a chance, if you're in downtown Phoenix, check out The Wayward on Grand Avenue. I highly recommend it. It's a really good beer bar. And I wish Hilda and Tyler very well. And I think they are going to do pretty well down there in that area. Really nice section of downtown Phoenix. Just outside of all the high-rises and buildings and area. And that's about all I can say about that for now. But Hilda and I, we talked for a little bit. We got into, like I said, I kind of fanboy out on her. We get into The Wayward and what kind of beer she likes. And I don't know. I never really have an agenda going into these. I just kind of start off, and wherever the conversation takes us, that's where we go. So I hope you enjoy Hilda and I talking about beer.
If you smell what the rock is cooking, the rock says, the rock says.
There we go.
Hey, there we go.
Sorry about that. I was up and about. I didn't see you respond right away, and so I guess I just must have missed the ask.
Oh, no worries. No worries. How's it going?
It's going well. Good to see you. It's been a long time since I've seen you.
It has been a while. Yeah.
I kind of want to fanboy out a little bit. You played two pivotal roles in my Arizona beer community involvement.
Yeah.
You're the first one I've ever seen, I ever saw, I ever met, because you were at Renhouse, and Renhouse was the first tap room I visited when I came to Arizona.
Right, nice. Well,
so it was nice. I forgot what I know. I had the Joe Max. I remember that, and I remember you gave me the little shot of coffee with it too.
Yeah, the cold brew.
Yeah, that's right. And then the second time I remember was when it was at Real Wild and Woody, and you guys were opening the Las Frescas Black
Label.
Yeah, and I asked if you wanted to come on the show, but then you said you gave me one of these. You motioned behind you to Will Walterson.
Oh, yep.
And then, yeah, that started a friendship between Will and I.
Yeah, Will's a great guy.
Yeah, he is. So, but I've always known you as the face of Renhouse. You were Renhouse to me anyway. I'm sure to a lot of other beer lovers in the Valley. How did you start at Renhouse?
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I've always loved beer, and then mm-hmm. I mean, when I went to Ren, I think it was, I kind of knew it was a little rough, in the gem in the rough, you know.
Yeah.
So I kind of just wanted to be a part of it. I reached out to them, you know, did a couple of interviews, and yeah, the rest is history. Was there for a while.
Were you already serving beer? Were you already a server somewhere? Or?
So I was actually a barista.
Okay.
I was doing that. I was doing coffee. Mm-hmm. Being behind the bar kind of just goes hand in hand with the same as being like, you know, in the brewery, and either, you know, it's kind of all the same gig, but I wanted to do beer more.
Yeah.
So I saw the opportunity and I ran with it. And I mean, it all worked out very well.
what kind of coffee do you like to drink?
I love all coffee. I love, I just drink my coffee mostly black, sometimes with a little bit of cream, but I love going to all the local coffee shops and just getting different. Yeah.
There's quite a few down there, mm-hmm. right? In downtown Phoenix.
Oh yeah. There's a ton, which is, you know, it's always evolving, kind of like the beer world. So
yeah,
it's awesome. I'm a big foodie too. So anything.
I like my coffee black as well. I like to taste it. I stopped putting sugar in it a while back just to cut out sugar in my diet a lot. And then I started realizing, like, there's really good flavors in coffee. Like, if you just cut out all the sugar and the cream, you could really get to the bean or the roast or whatever it might be.
Exactly. Because just like, you know, like hops, like they, like the mm-hmm. coffee bean, the roast just brings out like so many different flavors that you can only really, you know, taste when you're just like drinking the coffee in itself.
Right. Yeah. And I've noticed I really don't care for the volcanic beans. That's just my thing. I really like the nuttier ones.
The nuttier ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like a more of a robust, like, roast, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever roasted a bean?
I haven't, no. Okay. But I've been just kind of nosy, just like, you know, whenever like one of the coffee shops are brewing or roasting, I'm always kind of like sticking my head in there.
What's a good cold brew to add to Joe Max?
So press, their cold brew press was also, I mean, because it's already made with that coffee bean, it pairs it. I mean, it makes sense to go
okay.
well with it.
All right, yeah.
So, good one. Yeah. I mean, I think I'm still that Joe Max cold brew coffee is still my number one favorite thing.
A little biased there, or is it truly?
Yeah, I'm a little biased, but yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah. So what made you and Tyler want to open your own craft beer bar?
So we just kind of, you know, we saw we wanted to be in the industry like more permanently. Mm-hmm. And you know, for bartenders, it's kind of a just temporary thing. Not many bartenders make it like a career out of it. So we knew we wanted to be a little bit more involved and make this more of a life kind of thing. Yeah. So the next step up would be like having our own spot. So yeah, just went for it.
That was it's a big leap of faith, especially going downtown and not going to some like smaller market or smaller area. What made you decide downtown right away?
Well, we wanted to, Grand Avenue was always awesome. So mm-hmm. there was that little area that we knew we wanted to grow with. Also maybe like some Melrose or those kind of little spots that are just like up and coming where a lot of people were excited about and wanted to be there.
Yeah.
When we saw that location on Grand, we were like super stoked because that was like perfect. It was like near downtown, but kind of off the beaten way where we could have all the character and like the charm that like Ren House had.
Yeah. What was it before?
So it was called Third Space. So it was like mm-hmm. a cafe bar, and then they had like live music and that kind of stuff.
Also, it already kind of had the guts that you want. You're going for, so you didn't have to do too much.
Exactly. Yeah. All so right. We did have to like rebuild the whole interior, mm-hmm. But the bones were kind of there already there, and the place had great bones, so we were like,
it's always
we
good
knew it was gonna work. Yeah.
But opening up right in the middle of the pandemic, you like right in the heart, like October, right? You guys opened up 2020, and I mean, just to try to weather the storm through the pandemic, let alone open a business. What was that like?
you and I, we were taking it just like day by day, honestly, because we already had the lease and we already had, you know, everything in the works. So we knew we couldn't just halt. So every day kind of just keeping up to see with like how the numbers were going to keep going and how like Arizona and the governor was going to like the kind of mandates that they were going to get launched and that kind of stuff. So playing it year by year, day by day. And then, it was definitely a learning experience. But yeah,
what is
I'm
the
like,
one
well,
thing...
we can make it do this. We're good.
Yeah. So what, did you have to, like opening again with the pandemic and everything, like the, not just with the mask mandates, but social distancing, but then you're just opening and there's a few people, or you get a lot of people wanting to come in. Like what was the initial rush?
So we had like the initial people who were excited to get out there, mm-hmm. Cause they had already known about our concept, so they wanted to see the place. But we kind of was very slowly introducing people into the place just mm-hmm. to, you know, not just get bum rushed
right
when we opened the doors. So it was kind of slowly promoting it, getting, we did a lot of small openings, soft openings and that kind of stuff, just to trickle people in, essentially.
And I know the beer heads, they already knew. They already wanted to go.
You had that
customer base already. But what about like just people cruising by and walking in? Like how's that going?
It's been good. Since that bar had closed, kind of needed a little hub.
Okay.
Little neighborhood bar for whoever, like most the locals to hang out. So we kind of fit pretty like a glove there.
Oh, okay.
We already, Rent House was also kind of like a little neighborhood bar for most mm-hmm. people. So I think it was easy for us to attract the same kind of people back.
Yeah. And I know you guys did a collab with Rent House. Now, is it pronounced Tilda or Tilda?
It's Tilda. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we get that asked a lot. Yeah.
Because Tilda. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had Eddie Gomez on the show. He filled in for my brother one day. My brother went out to Las Vegas. So he brought over, he stopped at Ren and brought over. Mm-hmm. He said, oh, this is the brew that they did with the Wayward. It's called Tilda. I go, well, wasn't it Tyler and Hilda? So wouldn't it be Tilda? So we had a little, joke with that. We had a little laugh.
No, yeah, we go back and forth.
Okay. So like, what's you guys go both coming from the serving side? Like, who takes the helm with the like the finances, and who takes the helm with the front of house and all that stuff? Or is it back and forth?
I'm doing most of the like back of house kind of things, all the logistics and doing all that. I have a little bit more like OCD organized kind of thing, so it makes it a little bit easier. And then Tyler does most of the front of the house, and he handles like the bar top and getting people in, making them happy.
What about your social media?
So it's been, the majority of the social media has been myself. And then I've had a couple, friends who are like photographers who have like helped out. And mm-hmm. so that's been incredibly helpful. I'm like, there's a lot of other aspects that you don't necessarily think about, like being the creative sides and all that, that,
you know. You just can't shoot and post.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess a good example would be like Goldwater.
Yeah, exactly.
They mm-hmm. have a really good, I think one of them is a photographer, isn't he?
Dylan. He's awesome. He has like all the creativity and all, like he does all their labels and their social media and all that. So, and their stuff is awesome.
Yeah, I agree. I was going to ask you but let's put Rent House aside because you have a bias for them. Who else do you like in the valley as far as beer goes?
Goldwater.
Okay.
I yeah, I might be a little biased because Sean is a great friend of mine and he's an awesome brewer.
Okay.
But Goldwater is great. Simple Machine is also really putting out really good stuff. Kitsune is a new one too. That,
Tyler, yeah. I've yet to meet him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great guys over there and with Marshall and 8-Bit I like a lot. But yeah, Crooked Tooth from Tucson has probably like been one of my...
Oh yeah, like, Ben and Julie, I think her name is?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're awesome. Both of them are cool.
Yeah, they're great. And now they're getting a lot more stuff out here. So it's
right.
Like, yeah, so it's... And everything has been great. Their IPAs, their sours... They're doing a lot of like experimenting with a lot of stuff. So I enjoy all the weird beers. So
yeah, they have the their lunar series where they brew by the light of the full moon, which I think is a great concept.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I think that's so cool. How did you like? But let's get back to you and your craft beer journey. Like, did you always like craft beer, or were you more like a Bud Light person? You know.
No. Yeah. I liked craft beer. Kind of was always the people showing up at the parties with my own little 4-pack.
Were you one of those fortunate people who were able to like IPAs right away?
It took me a while. It wasn't until I started more of the New England style IPAs and a little softer. Like,
oh, okay.
That's when I really started liking the IPAs. And then, I mean, especially, working at Red, and we were like... Mm-hmm. Spoiled with all the good IPAs.
Well, and the lagers too. They make a great lager.
And the lagers, yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Especially in this heat.
Oh yeah, the Valley beer is like perfect. It's poolside.
Yeah, and the Big Spill. Both of them are award winners. You know, how could you?
Yeah.
It right there. You can't go wrong with either choice.
Either one. Yeah. They're all great beers. That's the thing about Ren House. Everything they make is great.
What about do you like any of these the barrel age beers or what? Let me ask you about barrel age. Do you like barrel age? What kind of barrel age beers do you like?
I do like some bourbon barrel age stuff. Okay. I do like stouts. I do like the ones who are just like pretty basic, and I also like the ones that have like a lot of adjuncts, like Bottle Logic and all that, like
the pastry stouts.
Yeah, so I can go for either or. It kind of just depends. I'm one of those people. It really depends on my mood is what I'm drinking.
What about sours? How do you feel about it?
I do my love sours.
Yeah, you like the kettle sours and all that, the slushies and the.
I do like the kettle sours a little bit more, just because they're so versatile. You can do so much more with them. And then, sometimes with the heavily fruited sours, you kind of get away from the beers. So. Yeah. Yeah. And they're a little dangerous sometimes.
Well, you know, most of them are low ABV, so they're not too dangerous. Unless you're talking about 450 in there.
Yeah. 6.0. Or, yeah. Sure, content too.
Yeah. In light of I have to ask you about because of the whole Rat Magnet post and everything. How do you address that at the Wayward, like to your employees and such? Like, is there like a do you guys have a mandated video or training session, or is it more like you just do it one-on-one, or you guys just have an understanding? What's it like at the Wayward?
I mean, we definitely, what's nice is having like a small team and being able to just like connect and have an open dialogue with all of them.
Yeah.
So that's something that we, obviously take very serious and personally, I also do. So it's something that we've addressed with them, and but it's a good culture. We take our hiring also very serious, so we have kind of that environment where we're all very open to everybody, and we're in a neighborhood also that we get all people of all walks of life. So just being open and respectful and caring towards everybody, all of our patrons.
It's got to be a little bit different for you, because coming from the server side, you had years of maybe your own stories and incidents. Now you're an owner and a manager, and you have employees to deal with. So now you have a different mindset on it, right? How was that transition for you? Was it easy? Was it hard? Are you still learning?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's easy because I was already doing like some manager stuff already, kind of already like it, like talking to my team about that was easy. Mm-hmm. I guess just like having them understand and seeing our perspective and why, you know, it, this all came to light and why it matters and why to have a conversation about it.
Yeah. Would you like to see like breweries and the guild do more to help create a safer environment, or do you think they're doing a good job so far?
I think so far they're doing a good job, but I definitely would like to see more like female like brewers and like that kind of stuff. Like, I mean, they're not very many, unfortunately. Yeah. But I think that if as the breweries get bigger, they're gonna have opportunities to hire on like, you know, more female employees, because that's mm-hmm. it brings a different perspective into like any workplace. So I right. think it's important to have a good balance.
Yeah, part of diversity. I mean, you get your a different perspective, like you said, and different energy too. I really appreciate it. I know there's the Ayla's down there at Borderlands. You have Megan. Yeah. She's got her brewery Greenwood.
Greenwood, yeah.
Who else? There's I forgot her name. She's up at Dark Sky.
Tiffany,
yeah. So there are some female brewers. I think, yeah, there could be more. And now you're an owner of a craft beer bar, which I think is great. Yeah. Especially after the incident at Irene's, I think there should be more craft beer bar owners.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, and it's you know, it's the feedback and it has been great with everyone. Everybody's been super supportive, which has been awesome. But I mean, I didn't expect it. I expected that from our beer community, because everybody is so great and everyone's like always up to lend a hand. So just
yeah. What kind of advice would you give to someone who's opening a craft beer bar? Like some of the pitfalls that you didn't see coming that you had to deal with.
Oh yeah, I mean, I think the hardest thing was like, yeah, getting through all the paperwork and getting it up and running, you know, mm-hmm. doing all the permitting and all that stuff. But once that stuff is over, and then you can just like focus on like your baby and then just making it happen. And that's when it's all worthwhile. That's when
yeah, it's like a quagmire of paperwork. You just have to slide. Mm-hmm. Basically, you just have to be patient, right?
Yeah, exactly. Don't like it, patience, and yeah, don't let it deter you from, you know, continuing onward, because yeah, there will be some setbacks. There will be like some little obstacles you didn't see coming.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
What was one of the obstacles that you didn't see coming?
Well, like our permit, like our, for example, we on our patio, unfortunately, we're not allowed to play any music.
Oh, okay.
So for, you know, it's kind of another thing we're still kind of trying to work with the city, mm-hmm. because I mean, you know, ambiance and having a nice patio with some like music out there is, you know, just place to the ambiance. And
I mean, even live music, not just a speaker out there so you can have music.
Yeah, we can't have like a speaker or anything like that. So it's just kind of little things like that you wouldn't really think are a big deal, and then you're like, oh wait, there's a lot more.
It is a big deal. I mean, something like that, it does create the ambiance. It makes you feel more comforted.
Yeah, exactly.
Some,
yeah.
Just mm-hmm. some background noise, especially for those awkward silences during first dates or whatever.
Exactly. dates. Yeah, you're like, wow, what a good song this is.
No, but I love live music. So I mean, the more opportunities you have to have live music, I think it would help you guys.
Yeah, yeah. At the moment, we're just doing live music indoors.
Okay.
We set up a little corner for some live music, but hopefully, yeah, once we get everything squared away, we can get some live music outdoors.
Yeah, then you have more space.
Yeah. Exactly, from the inside.
What kind of live music do you guys have? Do you guys have a certain style, or are you guys just whoever wants to come in, as long as they're good?
It really depends, because we've had like a sax player just play some jazz music, and we also had like some like hip hop DJs, and we've had some reggae, and we've had we don't discriminate. We've had it all.
All right, so very eclectic style. Have you had I Am Hologram yet? Yeah. He's a cool guy. He plays a lot of really great stuff.
Yeah, he was. I think he was did a fest with Grand Avenue down the road.
Okay. Oh yeah, yeah. Grand Avenue. That place smells like a baked potato.
It does. It does.
But I'm not saying that negatively. They have a really good smoked potato on menu.
Their smoked potatoes are really, really good. But yeah. You walk in there, you're like, dang, I want a smoked potato.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Like, give me a beer and a potato, please.
Please, yes.
But do you guys do you guys allow food in there? Do you guys have food trucks come in, or what's your food situation?
So we do any outside food, kind of like Ren House was doing, and then we also do food trucks. So we'll have on the weekends, and on Tuesdays we have game night. We'll have a food truck. We have a taco truck out there.
Okay.
So every Tuesday, and then on the weekends we'll have barbecue. We'll have smash burgers. We have arepas. So yeah, we're starting to get a big variety of the trucks coming around and being a little bit more consistent.
Yeah, what kind of game nights do you guys have?
So we mix it up with trivia nights. Mm-hmm. We'll do either like a theme trivia, like tonight we have the Office trivia.
And then, oh, nice.
Yeah, then we'll do like general trivia, or else we'll do Mexican bingo. We'll do like Millennial Loteria.
Okay, yeah.
So yeah, it's fun. It's a good time, gets people out, and you know.
What kind of prizes do you offer?
So we do, for trivia nights, we do 50% off the winners, the winning teams, and then 25% off for the...
Their tab?
Their tab, yeah.
Nice.
And then we have like a carry, we do a traveling trophy for some of the winners.
Okay, so they got to bring them back.
Yeah, I got to bring it back. And then, so it's pretty funny.
Well, that's cool. I mean, what's the trophy look like?
It's a WWE.
Oh, belt. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I used to have a friends and I back in California. We used to play poker every night. And the winner of that weekend's tournament, so to speak, we had a WWE belt. We'd have to bring it back all the time.
Yeah, exactly. That's we do the same.
So I love it. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you play along in your head?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. How good are you?
Depending on the trivia, sometimes I write the answers. I have to write the questions. So.
Oh, okay. Do you host it?
I have one of our buddies. He hosts for us, but I'll help him out with the questions.
Oh, okay. All right. Wow. Yeah. So your knowledge is pretty deep, huh?
Yeah.
On certain things you like.
Well, I do have to do a lot of like research sometimes, or I'll just take like some trivia. I'll do my own trivia questions online.
All right.
So I'm good.
Well, that's pretty cool. I have yet to go out to the Wayward, I'll be honest. I do want to get out there though soon, because I do want to check it out. I want to see the vibe. I want to be there and experience it. I almost went out last week, but the laziness got better of me. I'll admit, because I'm way out in Surprise.
It's a drive.
Yeah, I used to live in Glendale, right next to Westgate. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Ren House and the shop and even downtown wasn't too bad. It was about like 20-25 minute drive, but now we're looking at 30-35 minutes to get out there. Yeah. And especially to go out and drink and then come back, you know, I gotta be on top of it, or else then that's an expensive Uber ride.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. But yeah. But better. Yeah. Safe than sorry. But you definitely have to come check it out sometime.
I will. What about beer festivals and such. I mean, are you guys going to participate in beer festivals? I know some craft beer bars sometimes will have a tent out there.
Yeah, I think we'll do like some tents to get like some of our merch, because we're going to start releasing some more merch and that kind of stuff.
Oh, nice.
So we'll have more of a presence there, obviously, because we also want to be a part of like the beer community as much as we can.
Yeah. When you were at Ren, did you ever pour at beer fests?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How did you feel about them?
Honestly. They were great. They were awesome. Well, they were, you know, we were lucky enough that we would run out of beer pretty soon, pretty fast. Yeah. So we'd be pouring for like 2 hours and then just get to enjoy the festival for the other and try to remember the festival, I guess.
Yeah. You know what? I'm usually there for like 2 hours and then I'm done, because I just drink too much too fast.
It's, those little 2 ounce pours, they sneak up on you.
Yeah, especially Strong Beer Fest.
Oh, yeah. Strong Beer, Real Wild and Woody. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Real Wild and Woody, too. Those are, it's not called Strong Beer Fest, too, but there's strong beer there.
Oh, yeah, there is. Yeah.
What's your favorite beer festival that you ever been to? It doesn't even have to be Arizona one. It could be somewhere else.
GABF was really fun.
Yeah.
Going out there, it was a huge experience. I mean, there's no way that it's a daunting, like looking at all the
sea of people.
Yeah. It's a sea of people, of beer, and you just don't even know what to do with it all. It's just like, where do I start?
I heard people just go to whatever the shortest line is. A lot of people do that.
Yeah, some people. Yeah, because they, you know, you get the people who are going there specifically, and they know exactly what breweries they want to like go and try. And then there's other people who are like, well, I've already had that. I just want to go and try the new breweries, like find new breweries that they.
Yeah, I've yet to. I do want to go to GABF someday, and my strategy is going to be to go to the shortest line so I could talk with the people.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Talk to them and get to know them, because that's why I started a podcast, because I like to talk about beer. So why wouldn't I want to talk?
Exactly. I know. Yeah. When you have a line, some of the lines out there were so long. I'm like, people didn't want to talk. They just wanted to give you your little pour and then set you on your way.
Well, you've been on the other side. You were at Rent House, and you guys always had a long line at beer festivals, right? So you can't really talk too much. Maybe say hi or how you've been, and that's about it.
Yeah. You can't really like have a long, very long conversation or really get to know anybody, because, there's a huge line, and they're, even the person there who wants is like getting frazzled because they're like trying to make a quick decision of what beer they want, because there's such a time behind them.
Right. Yeah. So I get it. I get it. All right, well, Hilda, thank you for taking time and saying hi and talking to me about the Wayward and also some of your beer experiences. I really appreciate it, and I will get out to Wayward sooner than later. Now that I talked to you, now I feel like there's pressure on me to get out there.
Oh yeah, you gotta come. You gotta come check us out. Absolutely. Yeah, let me know whenever you're. I'm usually always there, but yeah.
All right. Tell everyone the address of the Wayward.
So it's 1028 Grand Avenue, and then our Instagram handle is thewayward at thewayward.az.
Right. Yeah, I just followed you. I couldn't believe I wasn't following the Wayward AZ yet. Yeah. So, thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I'll see you soon.
See you soon. Cheers.
Cheers.